Well, it's that time of year. If you own a home, you've probably already heard from Revenue. It's time to revalue your gaff for local property tax. These new valuations will set your bill for the next 5 years. But with house prices shooting up, are we about to see huge jumps in the amount we owe? And what is property tax even used for anyway? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Shane Beattie. The local property tax was introduced back in 2013 to give councils a steady source of funding for local services. But over time, the tax has actually been weakened. The bans have been widened, rates cut, and now people might be paying less on homes that are actually worth a lot more. Some economists say that's a problem. Barra Rowantree from Trinity College Dublin argues the LPT is one of the fairest taxes we have, and raising it could fund better local services or even allow cuts to income tax. But none of us like paying tax, and arguing for higher taxes is hardly a vote-getter for politicians. So today we're taking a deep dive into the very exciting local property tax and asking if there's any way it could be made fairer for everyone. Dr. Barra Rowantree, Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. You're welcome back to News Talk Daily.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Now, great to have you in. You're a fan of property tax. I don't know how we let you on this podcast even, because people don't like paying tax, but you think it is actually quite fair and it does work.
Yeah, people don't like paying taxes, and that's understandable, but ultimately we need to raise revenue to fund the services the government does, the pension and the money that it transfers to people. So we need to raise taxes. And so ultimately the question is about, well, what's the least worst way of raising that revenue? The property tax, I think, is one of the least worst ways you can raise revenue. And that's because the way economists look at it, it has the lowest economic costs. What are the economic costs of taxation? Well, they're not just that you lose money. It's that you change your behavior in response to this taxation. So, for example, you have taxes on income. People are going to work less, right? You have you might decide, oh, I won't do that extra hour of overtime. You might decide, actually, it's not worth that while applying for that promotion or applying for that new job because I only get to keep a certain amount of it. So those are the economic costs that we talk about from taxation. They mean that you do things you otherwise wouldn't. And that applies to almost any tax. Why the local property tax is good in the view of economists is that there's very little you can do to avoid it, right? The property is there. It's kind of fixed. You have to pay it. There's no real way of avoiding it. There's no real way of reducing your liability. It's not like you're going to knock down half the house in response to it. So as a result, it has less economic cost than other taxes. And so the argument really is, if we're going to have to raise some money from taxes, a bigger amount of that should be from the local property tax and less from other sources.
So it's the least worst option more than it's a fabulous tax.
Yeah, exactly. No one's getting excited about the notion of levying taxes. Well, very few people. Maybe some, I don't know, accountants might get
revenue
get excited about it. But otherwise, it's we're into the world of least worst. And the local property tax just is, when you look at the impacts that it has on the decisions that people make, it is really the least worst tax around, or at least that the government currently levies.
Okay. Now, when I went on to value my property tax last weekend, quite a dull exercise, I will say. The website for Revenue is insanely boring. It all has the same kind of colour writing as well, so it's hard to navigate. I will say, when you ring Revenue, they're lovely on the phone and they are very, very helpful. But when I went on to revalue my house, my property tax has gone up by €120, because we were kind of promised that it wouldn't increase that much. It's gone up £120.
So there's going to be different people in different situations. What the government has done is actually to change the bands. So the way the local property tax works is essentially you put your property into a band. These bands have become wider. So the first band, for example, goes from something less than about €240,000. The next band is from €240,000 to €315,000, and kind of so on. You've got kind of then bands of about €100,000 or so wide. So the government has made those bands wider, and it's also actually cut the rate that the tax then applies to that band. So there's essentially a rate of tax that applies to the middle point of that band, and that's what determines how much local property tax you pay. So what the government has done is widen those bands and cut the rate, and it's done that to try reduce the number of people who are seeing increase, because of course property prices are increasing, and increasing very substantially. So, you know, over the last few years we've been hearing about them increasing 10% per year. So people's property values are going up, but actually there's going to be much smaller increases in property tax. You're only going to end up paying more property tax if you end up really going from one band to another. And so that's going to be some people. But there's also some people you'll hear who, for some reason or other, the value of their house hasn't increased quite as much as elsewhere, and they might end up falling a band. So there's going to be some people who see slight reductions. But actually, the general point, I suppose, is we're raising a lot less from property tax than we used to. If you think about property values and where they've gone, they've increased by more than 250% since property tax was introduced back in 2013. And yet we're raising not much more than we did at that time. So I think really what's happened over time is local property tax has actually been kind of degraded. It's been cut over time. That, again, mightn't feel like it is the case, but given where property values have gone, really what we've seen is an effective cut in the property tax over the last decade and a half. It's a very small amount of total government revenues. It used to be, when it was introduced, about, I think, 0.8%, so less than 1%. It's now half that, right? So it's become much less important over time, even though property prices have gone up astronomically over that period. In effect, the government is choosing to raise more taxes from taxes on income, more taxes on consumption, and in particular, more revenues from taxes on corporations and the corporation tax receipts that kind of have funded the big increase in government spending that we've seen over the past decade.
Now, the reason we're talking about local property tax today on News Talk Daily is because it's the 5th of November, and on the 7th of November, we all have to, if you're lucky enough to own a property, by the way, and we should remember a lot of people aren't in that position, of course, but by the 7th of November, you have to file a self-assessed valuation. By late October, they had got 550,000 valuations submitted, and if you don't submit, revenue will apply an estimated valuation and begin enforcement. And these valuations will last for the next 5 years, from 2026 to 2030. Psychologically, is it a hard message to sell to people to go on and file a self-assessed valuation?
It is. And actually, that's one of the great things about, I suppose, our taxes more generally, is that very few people need to do a self-assessment return. If you have simple tax affairs, if you've got a PAYE job, you're employed, you probably don't need to do a self-assessment return. You might be some credits you want to claim, or medical expenses, or now the renter's tax credit, you might be claiming that. But actually, most people don't end up needing to file a tax return, and that keeps things relatively simple for them. Tax is just deducted from your pay slip, and you never have to end up doing anything. And that's why maybe the LPT is a bit more maybe disliked, or it's a bit more kind of salient, it's a bit more visible to people, because you have to go submit a return, and you have to actually pay money to revenue. That it's not just being deducted kind of from, well, you can get it deducted from your payslip. In that sense, it's a little bit more obvious, or it's a little bit more salient to people, which I think explains some of the kind of opposition and maybe a bit of a visceral reaction people have to paying it. But at the same time, we're ending up in a situation now where we're only raising about 600 odd million in the property tax, and that means other taxes are higher.
We should do a history lesson on this and just remind people the property tax was introduced in, you said 2013, I think it was. Pretty dark year. I remember 2013 in Ireland. It was pretty miserable. It felt like the weather was bad at the time. We were coming out of the crash, and we were dealing with these EU IMF bailout conditions. Did it start with the household charge?
Yeah, initially it started just as kind of a fixed charge, essentially. And then it kind of came in more fully from 2014, 15 onwards.
Why did we bring it in?
So we brought it in really because at that time, we were spending a lot more than we were raising in taxes. And the reason for that was, well, the economy had fallen through the floor. But in particular, we had really built up a dependency in the previous years on tax revenues from people buying and selling houses to each other. So we were getting a lot of revenue from what was called stamp duty. Still exists in a much lesser form than it used to, but this is essentially when people buy a home, they pay a percentage of that value of that home in tax. And so we raised a lot of money from that. But then suddenly when people stopped buying and selling homes, and when the values of homes collapsed, that revenue just dried up. And so it was because we were in this situation where the tax base had essentially fallen apart. It had disintegrated. And so we needed to have a wider range of taxes, and the local property tax was introduced. It was actually the reintroduction, really, of a property tax on residential property. From the 1840s or so, maybe even, I think it was 1820s, there was in place what was called rates. And this is a form of property tax that applied to both domestic dwellings, and so you had kind of domestic rates, and then you also had it to commercial and agricultural.
It's something parents used to say, or listeners of a certain age, about the rate man coming around to collect, and this notion of rates that then for younger people, they didn't really know what they're on about.
No, exactly. And your great-granduncle might be a bit of a bore talking about, well, I'm a rate payer and I have rights kind of thing. But again, so this kind of goes back to, that's what the tax was called. It was called rates. And it used to be really important. So during the early days of the state, after the state was founded, we raised about a fifth of our total revenue from essentially taxes on property. And so it was really substantial, and it kind of declined over time. One of the reasons it really did decline over time was there was a giveaway budget in the late 70s. Fianna Fáil were trying to get back into office and had kind of a giveaway budget. People might recall these things from the kind of recent election. And so they promised to abolish domestic rates. And they did actually ended up local authorities, because the money had at that stage gone directly to them, ended up having to kind of slash services as a result. That really was kind of the end then of property tax for most people, but it remained on business property. So that's what commercial rates is. That still exists. That's actually a much bigger revenue raiser than the local property tax, about 2 billion a year almost. And most countries do. That's another thing as well, I suppose, is that actually property taxes are really widespread. And one reason you might think is because they're less economically costly, but also they're a much easier thing to collect, right? Property doesn't go walkabout. You can't kind of hide your house in an offshore account. It's something that is there and can be kind of collected very easily and visible. And so it's always been kind of a feature of tax systems.
And people used to hide from the rate man, but you can't hide from revenue, of course, or indeed that rather boring website that no one wants to be on, but you have to be on to pay your taxes as well. So it's collected by revenue, but the proceeds go to the councils.
Yeah, and this is a bit of a fiddly one, I suppose, because it's revenue collected. And in a way, the line is, oh, well, it goes to local authorities and it funds their activities. But I mean, you know, in a way, all tax revenue is the one, right? We don't really talk about motor tax funding the amount that we spend on roads, or some people might say that, but it's not really true, right? There's this sometimes this notion that taxes go for a specific purpose. That's really not true. Taxes really go into a one big fund and kind of get dispersed out to pay for things. And so it doesn't really make sense to think about one tax paying for any specific item, but there is a bit of involvement of local authorities because they can choose to reduce or increase the rate by a small amount, up to 15% increase or up to 15% reduction.
Yeah, councillors have that power, and it becomes a big talking point every year. Now, the deadline is the 7th of November, so there's only a couple of days to get in your assessment. Mm-hmm. People are kind of also wondering, I saw this in my estate WhatsApp group the other day, people thought that they had to hire someone to do a property valuation for them. And this is because also we're seeing at the moment with house insurance, you're being advised to get your property revalued because building costs are going up, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if this is a criticism of the information campaign, but some people think that I'm not a property expert, so I have to get an expert in to value my home.
Yeah, no, you don't at all. And in part because the bands are so wide, it's very easy to place yourself in a band, right? Roughly. And again, if you get it wrong by one band, revenue are probably not going to make a deal of it. You know, so if you sell your house next year and actually you end up being in one band above where you said you were, it's not going to be an issue. Yeah. People have a good idea of what their house is worth. I mean, there's the kind of the national addiction of looking at DAF to see where houses in your area have sold for. The house down the road and seeing how much that's gone for, right? People have a good sense of roughly how much the property's worth. You don't need an exact amount. You just need to be able to put it into a bucket, essentially. And those buckets are quite big buckets. And so as a result, you should definitely not pay anyone to value your home. Let's get a very expensive home that you want to get the right valuation.
Well, we all live in Kildare mansions, of course.
Of course.
But I'm just wondering, so if my house in Naas is worth 600,000 euro, will they get away with saying it's worth 150? Is anyone really going to check?
They will check. So if you go to it, well, one, if it's a big outlier, they'll kind of go, that looks a bit odd. But also, and so, you know, remember, all your neighbours are putting in their valuations as well. So because properties have air codes now, they're going to be able to check that thing, and there'll be an automated check that does it. But also, more importantly, if you go to sell it and you sell a property, it's in a much higher band than you said it was, in order to actually proceed with the sale of your property, you need to get clearance from revenue that you paid your local property tax. And at that point, they'll go, well, I mean, you said it was only worth that amount and you're selling it for 7 times that. So pay us the overdue property.
Oh, go away.
So they will do if you're taking the piss, essentially.
Yeah.
If you do the, well, you know it's worth 500, but you say it's in the lowest band.
If you try and flog it, you'd have to pay revenue.
And with interest and penalties, potentially.
So, on top of your stamp duty and whatever else.
Exactly. and all the rest. So, it's not really worthwhile doing.
Yeah.
Because it can be spotted. But again, revenue are, from what you read, they're fairly okay with if you end up getting it one band wrong.
Yeah, and then would they give you money back if you paid a band higher?
Oh, of course not, no.
Okay, so all this talk about, oh, bills won't go up by much, is that a fair comment from politicians when they say it won't go up by much, or is it a bit sneaky and they will go up but they don't want people to know about it?
So they're not going to go up by any, certainly by what they should if the tax was actually being kept stable, right? The rate has been cut, the bands have been widened. Their estimate is that 90% of people won't see a change in their band. It's a bit hard to know whether that is true or not till people put in their valuations, because really what you have kind of is a situation where property prices are going up by different amounts in different areas. So I think their estimate is, okay, well, if we just take the average in an area and if we apply the increase that's seen over the last few years, would it be in the same band? the majority of people shouldn't see their ban change, and as a result they should see a very small increase in the property tax, if anything. And then again, I've had some friends who've been in touch with me and said, well, actually my property tax has gone down, so there will be some people who might see a reduction in their property tax.
We were talking about the councillors and getting to make a sort of local decision. I know, and I want people to stay listening to the podcast and not turn off, so we might explain it as quickly and as simply as we can. The local rate adjustment, where you can go up or down by 15%.
Yeah.
Just to explain how that works, and because I see that range is going to increase to 25% from 2027. So that'll become a bigger factor in our lives.
Yeah. So again, I suppose in terms of what your county councillors or your city councillors do, one of the things that one of the powers that they do have is to adjust the property tax slightly. So they can essentially say, the state centrally says that the property tax is going to be this amount, but we're going to put a surcharge on, essentially. We're going to increase it by up to currently 15%, as I said, we'll go up a little bit more. Some local authorities do that. The number who are applying an increase is actually going up over time. So, you know, Dublin City Council is probably the most obvious example, the one's been in the news most recently, because it for years has applied a 15% reduction on property tax bills for people who are in the Dublin City area. They're no longer going to do that. It's going to be just charged at the national rate. You can ask your local councillor what they do, but some local authorities do apply the increase. And again, that is the bit where they have some discretion or some control, and they, in the discussions with the budget, get to decide a little bit, well, what priority should that go towards with this additional money?
Dublin's a good example there, and I was just thinking of it when you were speaking, and could we make this tax a bit fairer? I mean, it has to be annoying for people in some areas of Dublin if you think of these mansions in Dalkey and Killiney, where their view is the mist rolling in from the Irish Sea over the mountains, you know, and their gaffs are worth 10, 20 million, some of these. Is it really fair that they're paying maybe a couple of hundred more than someone who's in an estate which maybe they've had needed help to buy in that estate just a mile or two down the road?
So it depends on the value of the property, right? But it can actually get substantive enough at those very expensive properties in Dalkey, right?
If I live in a 10 million gaff, do we know what I'd be paying?
You would be paying effectively something around 0.1% of it, right? So it's going to end up being a few thousand.
Okay. Still not a lot.
It's still not a lot, right? And I think this is the thing generally, right? You could make that schedule much more progressive. You could have it such that houses that were worth more than a million pay a lot more. Actually, at the moment, that is true, right? They do pay proportionally more than properties worth less than a million. You could increase that. But I think that also speaks to why we're actually having a local property tax that raises more revenue would be in general a good thing, because a lot of the revenue is going to come from those very expensive houses. You can actually look, revenue provided a map the last time property tax was updated.
Which you and about two other economists probably
looked at. Yeah. And my God, like, if you can see where the revenue comes from, it comes from South County Dublin.
Really?
In terms of if you're looking at the map of Dublin, the houses are so much more expensive there on average. And as a result, you're raising more. But again, that's, you could raise even more by having a higher property tax.
So we can readjust this system.
You could.
This is not set in stone.
No.
But you also, as an economist, don't have to go and get votes.
No, thank God. And again, that is something that's tricky, right? And this is maybe why we need better discussion about these type of issues around election time as well, right? Election time, we're just going to told kind of spending is going to go up and all taxes are going to be cut and it's going to be great. But we need a bit more honesty from our politicians, and we need probably ourselves as citizens to be a bit more critical of what we're being told. Because, yes, if we have a property tax that's small as it is at the moment, we might say, oh, that's nice for that. But it means for a fixed size of government, given what it's doing, we're then raising more revenue from damaging taxes on income, damaging taxes on investment, damaging taxes on consumption. Yes, again, no one likes paying taxes, but this really is about what's the least worst way of raising them. And the property tax really is that. And again, there are some issues with it, right? So I think, you know, one issue people always point to is that, well, there's some people who might have a very expensive house, but they might not have a lot of income coming in.
Absolutely. I was just about to ask you that, because in defence of the fine people of Dalkey and Killiney, you could have an old dear who, through whatever reason, it's just been her family home for years. She may live in a 5 million euro house, but she may be on a very fixed income as a pensioner. So then is the property tax fair on her either?
So this is exactly why there's an ability to defer the property tax on quite general grounds, right? So there's ground of kind of hardship. There's also an income related ground, right? So if you have a low level of income, you can opt to defer the property tax at an interest rate, right? Because you're essentially getting a loan from the government. And then when you pass on and your property, or when that property is sold, the property tax revenue is then collected. So there is this deferral system that exists. You could make it more extensive. You could kind of increase the thresholds below which you can avail of it, right? So have people that are maybe on middle incomes could avail of the deferral. But for the most part, if you look at property values, they are very closely aligned with incomes, right? So if you look in the latest census and you say, well, what's the average property price in an area and what's the average income? They're very strongly related. So there are these cases, these hard cases, but there is a deferral system in place to deal with that. And you could have a more extensive deferral system if you wanted to, if you thought there is some people kind of around middle incomes who are getting trapped. Mm.
Would you be a fan of what they do in the UK? They call it a council tax in the UK. It's a lot more than people here are paying in property tax, but that covers your bins and your water and things like that. I remember David Cameron brought in a bedroom tax as well for London if you had an extra bedroom. Could we be a bit more creative?
So the council tax in the UK they're looking at changing it now. And one of the reasons they're looking at changing it is that it's actually based on what your property was worth in 1990. So the assessed valuation hasn't changed. So even when they go, and this is insane, but this happens, when they build new houses, they go and they can create what would have this been worth back in 1990? And then the council tax is applied on that.
Few Irish people would love that.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's some Irish people doing the valuations that exist there, right? So, yeah. So and you know, there you're in a situation of actually having to probably get a property valuer to give a valuation, right? So it's not a very good system. In terms of the waste point, so that is one thing that's included, right, that you have local authorities do that.
How would you strengthen the local property tax, or are you aware of a country that does it quite well?
The widening of the bands is weakening the link between how much property tax you pay and the value of your property. So I think we probably want finer bands. We want to go back to the situation when it was introduced where you had buckets of 50,000. And we should be raising a lot more. So rather than an average local property tax bill of €300, I'd say that should be north of 1,000. And alongside that, we should have less taxes on employment. We should have less taxes on investment. That is something that we could do. But instead, I think what's going to end up happening is the opposite. We're probably going to, looks like we're on track to keep the local property tax low. And particularly when the corporation tax revenues start to disappear, people are going to see their income tax bills go up.
Yeah.
And that's going to make people unhappy as well.
And I should remind people again, these are people who are lucky enough to have their own home.
Exactly.
This is a very difficult conversation to listen to if you're banging your head against the wall, trying to even get on the property ladder as well. So maybe those who are lucky enough to have a home will remember that when they're complaining about the property tax going up.
Yeah, and I think that is something that we really shouldn't incorporate in this, right? If you own your own home, even if you own it with a mortgage, you're doing actually better than a large share of the population. And particularly that's true for younger people like myself, say, I'm pretending to be young, youngish people like myself who might own a home, right? We are actually at the more favourable end of within our age group. And so if we're having to pay this, yes, it's a bit of a pain, but,
yeah,
you know, there are people who are worse off there than you. And so again, that's why I think, and particularly if you think about actually how favourably property is taxed in general, right? If you think about, we have a very favourable system for if your property price goes up of the home that you own, right? If you, say, bought a home for the average price in Dublin back in 2012 of 290,000, that's probably worth now, if you look at the CSO statistics, that's worth about 750,000, right? So you've made a gain of 460,000 if you bought at the right time. And I didn't, right? This always infuriates me. But there are these people who've made gains of, you know, hundreds of grand, and they pay no tax on that whatsoever when they flip the home. That's not true if you set up a business, right? If you invest in a business and you grow it and you make a same profit, you'll end up paying capital gains tax of about 33% on that, which is more than 100 grand in tax, right? So we have a system that already really heavily favours home ownership. As a result, I think that's another reason why you might think that increasing local property tax is actually a way of making our tax system fairer, as well as making it less costly.
Okay. Vote for Barra, he'll increase your taxes. Vote for me, I'll cut your taxes. Barra, thank you very much for joining us here. Dr. Barra Rowntree there, thank you for joining us on the News Talk Daily podcast. Well, that is it from the podcast today. We'd really love to hear your own thoughts and experiences when it comes to property tax. You can email us anytime, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, and I look forward to reading your comments. Until tomorrow, from me, Shane Beattie, bye-bye.